Thank you for tuning in to our podcast recorded live each week. Now sit back and enjoy the award-winning Tony Sanders Outdoor Show.
Tighten your life vests, strap into your tree stand, and get ready for the award-winning Tony Sanders Outdoors. Your source for outdoor information, education, and entertainment. Now, here are your hosts, Tony Sanders and Rob Pratula.
Good morning, Chattanooga area. Mr. Pratula.
Mr. Sanders.
Mr. Recent awarding tarp guy.
Yes. Thank you, Commissioner.
Two of them.
Yes.
This week.
Two tarp fish this week. And I need to definitely say some big thank yous. I need to say thank you for Sam Simon, who took me out fishing. Ended up catching actually two tarp species, a yellow perch and another blue catfish.
I'm sorry. I can't believe we're giving you an award for that little bitty fish you caught.
Well, that little bitty fish is actually a very large member of the species, so...
I mean,
deal with it.
Okay.
It is. I got an 11-inch, or no, it was a 12-inch perch. Minimum yeah. criteria is 11 on the yellow perch.
So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then a big old catfish.
Yep. And a 39-inch catfish that came out of the depths. We were actually on the lake, and it was really epic. There were white caps, and water was coming over the bow. There was icebergs, and there was, you know, wind that was howling out of the north and south.
The Titanic
at
was
the same
circling.
Time. Yeah, the Titanic was kind of going down the drain. It was epic. It was cold, I'll tell you that much. But no, it was a little rough out there. But
congratulations.
I had a ball.
You made the most of your 4 days off from school.
My one day off that I knew about, but I tied some flies the other 2 days. But if you want to go fishing, you need to head out with Scenic City Charters. You can give them a call at 423-509-4655, 509-4655. And I need to give a special shout out this morning, and I hope he's up and listening. That tarp perch came on a very, very special rod.
One, Fat Al's?
Fat Al's rod.
You were using a real rod? Instead of a fly rod?
I was using a conventional rod rather than a fly rod, yes. And that tarp-winning fish came on Fat Al's rod. So if you need a rod, call Al. Al will give you the guarantee you catch a tarp with your rod or it's free.
There you go. Very good. Congratulations. I was happy for you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We have a very special guest. It's been several years in the making, but we finally got him, called and woke him up, probably woke his wife and his son up as well, but we woke him up and got him down here, and that is someone who's become a good friend of mine, Timothy Nye. Good morning, Tim.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Now, you're asking, why is Tim Nye here and why do I care? Well, Tim Nye, if you're an NRA member, and if you're not, the question is why, but if you are an NRA member, Tim Nye is one of your board members. Currently.
Yeah, everyone's my boss. It's like I've got a lot of bosses.
You have 5 million bosses.
Yes.
which makes life a little difficult.
It's a lot of questions, but that's what I'm here for.
But you are currently an NRA board member. Now, is it a 2-year term? Is that right?
It's 3 years.
3 years. So you went on 3 years ago. You were up in 18, so you went on in 15.
Yep.
And you are currently running for election again, and those ballots are hitting our mailboxes as we speak.
Yes.
Or soon.
Very soon.
They're on the way.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we want to talk about is a little bit about what it means to be an NRA board member, how you got involved, and just going to, we got a couple hours, we're just going to have fun and just kind of find out who Tim Knott is and why we should look for your name on the ballot and vote for you.
Glad to.
So I'm excited about this.
I am too. Let's dig in.
A chance to see what goes on, because NRA's, let's face it, it's a big organization.
It is, and it represents a lot. You know, everything from hunting and hunting rights and gun rights and, you know, traditions and hobbies and sports. It's a lot, for sure.
Now, just out of curiosity, do you have a big target on your back now that from all the anti-gunning people? I mean, do they pull the list of NRA board members and say, okay, this is who we're going to go after now?
Absolutely. They absolutely do. They make my life interesting.
Would that really be a smart thing to do, knowing that somebody's a member of the NRA? And I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but if you're in the NRA, you'll probably own a gun.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's go
harass these people.
I don't think we have to worry about the pacifist, right? We don't have to worry about them going after people like that.
Yeah, they'll just
try to character assassinate.
Yeah, either that or they'll set up a bongo circle out in front of your house or something. Dirty
bongo
hippies.
Circle. Yeah, not yet. I'm ready. Grab my drum and go join them. But they won't know what to do.
Bunch of tree hugging otter scrubbers. Never mind. Anyway.
but so they do go after you as an NRA board member.
Absolutely. They look for every opportunity to embarrass, to try and make a point. The interesting point is that I really just want to include people. I don't look to exclude people. And, you know, if you're not a hunter and that's not your thing, I certainly look for any opportunity to educate people, whether it just trigger time or just go out and, you know, pull an arrow, you know, pull some string on a bow and do that. Whatever angle, I really like to get out and let people experience things. I like to include people. So generally I find that when I sit down and educate and take the time to do it, more people than not are at least willing to listen or give me the time.
I think one of the things that I find very interesting about what you've done and what you do is you go all over the country on your own dime promoting the Second Amendment and protection of the rights to keep and bear arms.
Yeah, you know, the big thing is just getting people involved. Everyone thinks I gave my money to the NRA, they got this. And I'm actually not a fan of that. I don't like, you didn't sign your rights away or your ability to participate. You know, it's not a proxy for your rights. Any organization should be a way to magnify your message, educate you on how to participate. And that's what I do really is spend a lot of time traveling, talking to hunters, talking to fishermen, talking to people saying, look, you got to get involved. And then it's the question, how? So I generally stay and I show them how, from pushing signs into the ground to testifying at their legislature. It's the whole gamut.
Yeah, I love following you on Facebook because your picture's taken on capitals all over the United States, wherever the battle is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're there fighting.
Yeah.
And that's, again, it's and when people ask me about you, I generally say you put your money where your mouth is. You will go out there and fight for these rights. And I think that's something very important.
Yeah, you know, being an example doesn't make me better. It just it makes me someone that is willing to learn and show. At the same time, I do a lot of learning from where I go. You know, a lot of people say, well, you're an employee of the NRA. I'm actually not an employee of the NRA. I work for the members of the NRA. And getting out there and meeting people is really my job. My job is not, you know, I'm here on the show today to talk about what the NRA is, but I'm not a spokesperson for the NRA. I'm actually big ears for the NRA. I'm supposed to be paying attention. The board is quite large, and we should talk about
right.
that. It's 76 members, and every year 25 seats are up, and there's a single one seat that's voted on at the annual meeting. But every board member kind of brings different things to the table. And that's important. We need a diverse board. So when I travel, I really try to make that connection to people as to why are you here. And I serve at large. I don't serve. I happen to live in Tennessee currently, but Texas has 9 people who are on the NRA board. So it's not representative that way. It's representative of your interests and the passions and
right.
the connections.
Now, do we still have 3 in Tennessee? I know you, Ronnie, Barrett, and the sheriff in Shelby County was. I don't know if he still is or not.
Yeah. Yep. And Craig Morgan. So we have
4.
We have 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good representation from Tennessee.
It is. It is. And you know what? All of those gentlemen are active. They come to board meetings and they participate. Craig Morgan, being a big country star, actually takes the time, which is really awesome.
Yeah. And I think that's something that's important is if you're going to get elected, then I think it's important to show up.
Yeah, you know, stuff happens, life happens, but the members really do expect that, you know, they're going to vote for you, that you're going to work for them. And that's in the board meeting. And before we have a board meeting, we have committee meetings. And over the time we're on the air, I absolutely want to talk about what that means
sure.
and
oh, absolutely.
Why that's important. Why have a board of 76? What are we all doing? We
right.
should know about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's a true board, like a governing board, and you set policy, and then it's up to the NRA staff to carry out that policy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And since the board is large, it's more like a parliament. We choose our leaders. We mm-hmm. choose the president, first vice president, and second vice president amongst our board members. And then we hire as a board at large, because one board member doesn't make decisions. It takes 76 of us
right.
to, you know, vote to the majority to make a decision. Everything from competitive shooting sport rules all the way up to who will be the chief executive officer and executive vice president, who runs the business on right. a day-to-day. We make all of those decisions.
Interesting. It's going to be an interesting, informative hour or two.
I've got lots of questions, so
good.
This will be good.
Good. All right. Gino, let's go pay a bill, and we'll get geared up. And you can always give us a call, 267-1023, 267-1023.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails. And it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gone.
If you're looking to target your product or service to the outdoor community, Tony Sanders Outdoors can help. Nearly one-third of the radios are tuned to Tony Sanders Outdoors on Saturday mornings from 5 to 7 a.m. Whether it's a recorded commercial, live reads, remote broadcast, or product endorsements, Tony and Rob can help. Give us a call at 423-280-3677 to discuss your advertising needs. Tony Sanders Outdoors, your outdoor advertising solution. 423-280-3677. Are you a member of the National Rifle Association? If not, why? No other organization in this country fights for your rights like the NRA. In the current environment, our rights under the Second Amendment are being attacked every day. While we in the South may feel comfortable, that is not the case all across America. The NRA is taking up the fight for you, and you need to be a part. Join the over 5 million men, women, and children who are members of the NRA. Go to TonySandersOutdoors.com and click on the Join NRA link. Don't wait too late.
I'm Don King for your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. Hunter education is required for anyone born on or after January 1st, 1969, before hunting in our state. Tennessee's program is recognized nationally as one of the best. Choose from online or traditional classroom instruction. Visit tnwildlife.org for classes in your area.
If you need any outdoor supplies, there's only one place to go, Sportsman's Warehouse. They have all the equipment you need, as well as a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. If you want a firearm, then check out the thousands of guns they have on the shelf. If you don't see one you want, go to sportsmanswarehouse.com. Choose from over 6,700 models they have, and they will ship it directly to the store. Everyday low prices, no shipping charges, and no processing fees. Sportsman's Warehouse, the great indoors for those who love the great outdoors, Highway 153 and Lee. Highway.
Sorry, Gino, there's just some songs I like. This is one of them.
Turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I've been wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in.
Hunting, fishing, welcome back.
Loving every day.
Tony Sanders Outdoors. Doing a little bit of gun talk today. I will say I just came back from the Wildlife Commission two-day meeting. Over in Nashville.
How was it?
It was good. It was weird, though. I hadn't been back to Nashville in since August. We were in Gatlinburg in September. October was a scheduled non-meeting month. We ended up not having a meeting in November because of some travel conflicts and some events. And then we were in Lone Oaks in December. So I haven't been there. It's kind of weird to walk into the meeting room there and like,
That's up at Ellington Agricultural, isn't it?
Yes. And so it was, I mean, it was nice to be back. We'll be there for the next couple of months. And then our year is March through February. So we will be electing new leaders and then new schedules and new, but we do try to go out on the road four times a year to different parts of the
state. Where's your next out of Nashville?
I don't know. We haven't set the agenda or the new chair gets to make those decisions. So,
cool.
And it'd be interesting because I think the new chairman is going to be a Nashville resident. So I don't know how much the travel will be. But last year we came to Dayton, my first meeting,
mm-hmm.
and went to Gatlinburg, and then went to Lone Oaks. So we hit, and then we meet in Nashville regularly. So we hit all four regions. So there we go. Also, someone that has obligations. How often do we got Timothy Knight, who is running for the NRA board in 2018, already currently a member of the NRA board. You were nominated. Let's go back. Your first time on was 2015, and it was grassroots only. You went to the members. The members sign. You have to have quite a few signatures.
Yeah, it's a petition, and I actually ended up collecting. I needed 250 valid, and people say, that's not a big deal. Yeah, the records have to exactly match the NRAs down to your middle initial, so and be legible. And I collected about 1,100, and a lot of them were valid, so that was great. And I did that again this time.
Mm-hmm.
I was internally nominated by the nominating committee, which I'm honored to do. It means I earned the trust of my fellow directors, which is great. I'm glad to do that.
So is a board... A committee of the board.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
So this time in 2018, I was double nominated. I did the petition drive again as well, and they raised the number. They tripled the number of needed petitions this time, and I was still able to get that. And I ended up collecting petition signees from, I won't say 57 states, I'll just say 50. And a couple of foreign countries, members overseas. So I got lots of respect, and I was glad to earn that from people all over the country.
These are people that have obviously been familiar with what you were doing.
Yes,
obviously, or they wouldn't have signed your petition, especially people that don't know you.
Yeah.
Per se.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome. I guess it's probably left some people scratching their head. I mean, let's face it, a grassroots campaign, which is what I call going out and getting petitions signed to get on the ballot, is probably pretty rare that happens.
Yeah, there were five people total that went that route of the 35 people on the ballot. And usually when they tripled the number of signatures, that number of people even attempting to do that was cut in half.
Right.
Or that were successful, rather. Last year, there were 10 people that did it. Sometimes incumbents do it because they want to stay connected to the members. That number also drops. There were three incumbents of the 34 incumbents that are people that are improved. And, you know, it's a complicated process. There are two ways, and I chose to do it both ways, and I'm honored to do it that way. I work for the members, and I need the members to know that. So running both by petition and earning it internally with the board is an honor to do it that way. I have promised I always would do it both ways.
Let me ask, a grassroots, what I'm thinking is a lot of handshaking, a lot of baby kissing, and a lot of knocking on doors.
Yeah, it is definitely that. You know, I go to gun shows, I visit with people. But the other really cool part to it is that as people say, how can I help you? I really want to advocate for you because you've proven it to me. They will collect a petition for me and send it in. So that was the really great part, is guys would hang on to petitions for a couple of months and go to gun shows and visit with their uncle and say, look, this is a guy. So, you know, when you earn it with people, that's the really cool part. I'm honored when people do that, when they collect a petition for me. I mean, I'm humbled.
We have a question for NRA question from Barry. Let's go to the phones here. Hey, Barry, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Headed out to try and attempt and shoot a few cranes, so we'll see how that goes.
Man, I'm going on Wednesday. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get back out there after these.
Well, see how it goes. It's the first time I've ever attempted this, so.
You'll get addicted. I'm sorry, Barry. I'm just telling you.
Definitely.
It becomes a problem.
My question is, can you guys explain a little bit about the NRA program that assists people who have carry permits that find themselves in that situation to where they may need assistance in the court?
Sure.
Yeah.
The NRA has a...
I'm going to hang up with
you. Thank you so much, Barry.
Yeah, thank you for calling. That's a good question. The NRA has an insurance program called CarryGuard, and that is, if you choose to opt for that, is that if you had to use your gun in self-defense and you were found clear of all charges, they would reimburse you for the charges on that. That's a program they started recently.
And it's called the CarryGuard.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like an insurance that you buy, right?
Yeah, and actually it's interesting that you say and use the word insurance, and that's exactly what it is, because insurance by federal law can only pay you when you've been cleared of charges. So basically it's a reimbursement program, and if they help you find a good attorney, they'll give you those things, and when it's all said and done, if you know when you're cleared, because you wouldn't use your firearm otherwise, to defend your life, your family, or your friends. Because you were in fear for your life, then that would be that what that does. Yeah, NRA carry guard.
There's a lot of programs. I know my hunting club has NRA based insurance.
Indeed,
and we really didn't realize how good it was. I mean, I'll be honest with you. We ended up getting. Challenged, sued, whatever you want to call it, and man, the NRA sent in a lawyer that was familiar with the law, the gun side of the law. Even though this wasn't a gun incident, mm-hmm. It was a membership type incident, but it was pretty impressive how quickly they and we had liability insurance is what we had through
sure.
the NRA and.
Yeah.
And a gun range liability insurance, and I was very surprised how, I mean, we had 20 years and or 30 years, and how well it worked, and so
yeah, you know, that's that collective part of look, we're all getting together and working, and why the insurance does work, and it's a thing for a lot of ranges. Clubs are able to exist and get that insurance; otherwise, they wouldn't be able to.
You know, I think one of the things, Tim, that people and I'll be honest with you.
Mm.
I mean, I'm an NRA recruiter. I raise a ton of money for the Friends of NRA.
You do, yes.
I'm on the executive board of the Friends of NRA in Tennessee. But until I really got into looking at what all the NRA does, and most people know about the NRA from what they see on the news.
Right.
Wayne LaPierre, you know, the ILA. That's what they know. The NRA is huge.
It is.
In the shooting sports, in the range activities, in reality, maybe not in publicity, the other aspect of the NRA is so much bigger than the fighting the Second Amendments and the PR side.
Absolutely. Yeah, as we were talking earlier about how big the board is, there's 76 board members. Part of the reason for that is that just in the function of the NRA. There are 37 committees, everything from audit to youth shooting and everything in between, conservation, that touch all of these areas. And that is why, because the NRA's mission originally when it was started, and we can cheat right there, and but we'll say a long time ago. And it started as, yeah, I know, I could see it. 1871, do I win, Alex? It was originally started as a marksmanship organization,
right,
after the Civil War, because one side had trouble shooting, someone said. So anyways, that was why it was founded as a marksmanship organization, and it's picked up missions as it's gone. After World War II, it got very interested in hunting as people came back from the war, because that was what was asked for by its members. And in 1977, there's what they call the Cincinnati Revolt or the Cincinnati Revolution at the annual meeting, and the NRA got very involved in politics at that time. They continue to pick up missions. They don't get rid of the old ones. We're very involved in competitive shooting.
Right.
there is a conservation committee led by Richard Childress, and okay. They are very much getting back to their roots of hunting and all of that, too. So we don't lose missions. We pick them up. And, you know, it's reflective of our members. We have people who are more interested in certain things. Yeah.
And they do listen. And I'm going to take credit for it. I don't know if I get credit, but I'm going to take credit. I was at one of the annual conventions, and it had always bothered me as the recruiter side.
Mm-hmm.
You got to select what you want. And so I'm talking to, and I don't even remember who it was now. They're no longer with NRA. They've left the company. But I was talking to the head recruiter, and I said, you know, it's really stupid that if I select electronic, that I still only have to get one choice. Why is that? Mm. It costs you nothing to deliver me the electronic. You would probably want, from a pure advertising standpoint, to show that you got more people reading for advertising rates. So why don't I get all of them if I get electronic? And kind of looked at me and said, that's really kind of a really good question. And it wasn't 2 months later, all the magazines started showing up on my iPad now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh, isn't that interesting?
Someone's listening.
Somebody listened. And yeah. And so I do think that side... And when you get into it, there is parts of the NRA, and probably the biggest comment I get, and I'm sure you do more than I do, is, you know, well, there's parts of the NRA I don't like. Okay.
Yeah.
And my response to that is generally, well, there's parts of me I don't like.
Yeah.
But I still, as a whole, think that I'm doing okay. And even though there's parts of the NRA I don't like, I get really tired of all the affinity stuff, the cigars, the wines. I do.
Yeah, get it.
It's not my deal.
Yeah.
But there's a whole lot about it I do like.
Yeah.
And there is parts of it that can do better. And I think having people like yourself on the board is what helps that get better.
Yeah, you know, listening is what, like I said earlier, is my job. I'm not a spokesperson for the NRA. I'm a listener for the NRA, and I take that message inside. But getting ideas from people, like the thing you had about the digital magazine, and someone said, you know, I'm going to listen to that. That's part of what I'm supposed to do, is pass that on, share the experiences. And knowing the programs.
Okay, well, you're good.
So, you know, making a difference and speaking your mind. That's okay. That's what we're supposed to do.
Do the board meetings get a little contentious every once in a while?
Oh, they absolutely do. They absolutely do, because we have differences of opinion.
All
for
right.
Sure.
We'll be right back. Tony Sanders Outdoors.
Move to a 20-gauge. Every squirrel and rabbit in Dallas County knew my name. I sat on the stand with Paw from the time I was 3 years old.
If you're looking to target your product or service to the outdoor community, Tony Sanders Outdoors can help. Nearly one-third of the radios are tuned to Tony Sanders Outdoors on Saturday mornings from 5 to 7 a.m. Whether it's a recorded commercial, live reads, remote broadcast, or product endorsements, Tony and Rob can help. Give us a call at 423-280-3677 to discuss your advertising needs. Tony Sanders Outdoors, your outdoor advertising solution. 423-280-3677.
Sportsman's Warehouse is a perfect place to shop for all your outdoor equipment. No matter the season, Sportsman's Warehouse friendly staff and knowledgeable experts can assist you in finding what you need for your adventure. If you're a hunter, angler, boater, hiker, camper, or need clothing or shoes, Sportsman's Warehouse has just what you need. If you're looking for a firearm, Sportsman's Warehouse has over 1,000 guns in the store. Now, if you don't see one you want, you can go to sportsmanswarehouse.com and select from over 6,700 guns offered online. Then you can have it shipped directly to the store, everyday low prices, no shipping charges, and no processing fees.
Don't forget to sign up and register for the Sportsman's Warehouse loyalty card. This will give you points towards gift cards and special promotions, as well as keeping you informed of upcoming events. Be sure to like them on Facebook for prizes, promotions, as well as things happening at the store. The place to shop for all your outdoor needs. Sportsman's Warehouse. The great indoors for those who love the great outdoors. Highway 153 and Lee Highway.
Beatty's Fertilizer in Cleveland, Tennessee are the experts when it comes to lush green lawns. If you're a homeowner, Beatty's has everything you'll need for preparing and maintaining your lawn this spring. They can recommend products designed for this area and provide you with knowledge to have a lawn that is the envy of all your neighbors. If you're a lawn care company owner, Beatty's can formulate special blends for your customers by the pallet. Go to the pros at Beatty's Fertilizer, 472-5491, 472-5491, and check them out at Beatty'sFertilizer.com.
Like a good neighbor is not just a saying, it exactly describes my friend Rodney Allen. For nearly 20 years, my family has relied on Rodney for all of our insurance needs. He's been there when my kids were learning to drive, when my wife had been hit by a few deer, and when I needed life insurance to protect my family, as well as when my grandson was born. As you can see, he's not just our agent, he's part of our life. Rodney Allen, 423-847-3881. Like a good friend, Rodney will be there for your family too. 423-847-3881.
Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors. Having a good time, learning a lot. As usual, the time in the break, we hear all kinds of stuff that is interesting.
We've thought about, we've talked about broadcasting the break, you know, just
doing,
you know,
a podcast of just the breaks.
Doing a podcast just the breaks, but I think they're... On occasion, we might violate a few FCC rules.
Well, it's funny. I'll give you a preview. I'm actually I'm keynoting tonight to the Tennessee Wildlife Officers Association, who is in town for their annual meeting, and it was kind of weird, kind of putting this together, because as a commissioner, technically they work for the agency that I oversee. And so I don't want to come off and say anything that can affect their lives. So I decided I was going to do some kind of radio stuff and just kind of make it a humorous show and things like that. And so one of the things I'm going to talk about, and Tim was in here before we started, and I told you to go in and talk to Gene because our speaker was off.
Right.
Because what people don't realize is when that speaker comes on, I know the microphones are off. And I'll never forget that one show where I used all the seven words you can't use in the break, and then I realized the speaker wasn't on, and my heart stopped, because I had violated the FCC. But luckily, the producer at the time, it wasn't you, Gene, but the producer had turned off the mics but not turned on the monitor. And so everything was fine. But it was one of those, you've been in here for years.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I can get a little wound up when I go off the air.
A little?
Come on, work with me here.
Okay, a little.
Throw the headphones, maybe, which is why some of them are broken over there.
Yeah.
You know, the frustration of it not going the way it's supposed to.
Well, the one time I thought I was going to be in trouble with the FCC, as far as that goes, there was one Saturday when we had a guest in, and our producer... And I've told this story before. Our producer didn't show. I had just been trained on how to run the boards back there. And the training I received was, don't touch this. Never touch that. Don't step on this because you might get electrocuted. Never press this button. And it was don't. It was like the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not touch this button. Thou shalt never, and honor this particular thing. Tony casually looks at me. And he says, oh, you know, we go live in 90 seconds. You need to get in there and push some buttons and get us on the air. And I'm back there, and I've got everything going. I get us on the air. No bump music, no nothing. It was very, very poorly run, and I was doing it, so I can say that. But the whole time, I've got the mics up, and I'm checking levels and all this, and Tony starts asking me questions, and I've got my mic. I've got the button, so I'm pushing the button to talk on the Vox, and I push the button just to make sure, and it's like, how's it going back there? It's going great, Tony. Thanks. Son of a... Talk radio, what do you want?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
And I was trying to get call, and then I was trying, and I actually got callers on, but back there I was screaming every word I could think of. But whenever,
you're not allowed to say.
Yeah, that I'm not allowed to say. And then, but I was trying to keep it together, and Tony say, hey, Rob, you think we should do... Yeah, that'd be great, Tony. Let's go ahead and take a break. You know?
It was a pretty funny show.
Oh, gosh.
It was, but
it was good radio.
It was good radio.
It was good radio. I'll give it that.
And somebody called and said, after the show, said, "Guy, you didn't have any bumper music." And I said, "You don't want to go there.
Don't mess with me today. Not today. Don't mess with me."
We got Tim Knight in. And all right, let's talk about the ballots. Ballots are on the way.
Yeah.
They come in the magazine if you get print.
Yes.
Which you said 92% of people still get print?
Yeah, it's around 90% of people still get the magazine.
I'm just tired of killing trees.
I get it.
And I have to get rid of them. And it's like, there's only so many places you can take NRA magazines and leave them.
Yeah, can't leave them at the dentist's office, but you can.
Actually, yes. My wife works at the dental clinic at Chattanooga State, and the entire magazine collection is North American Hunter, Field and Stream. I mean, everything. And they made a mention that there were no non-male hunting, fishing magazines at one point, but all the magazines I get, we bring them over to the dental clinic. And I was looking there one time. There was a grizzly bear on the cover of, like, a American Shooter or something like that. And my wife said, "Yeah, we probably need to, you know, subscribe to McCall's or Red Book or something, because a lot of the ladies just don't like this."
Yeah, give it the Sharpie treatment, and then drop it off. You know, that means cover up the address, because my wife's like, "Explain what you mean." And cover up the address and leave it at the dentist's office. Why not? But yeah, I get it. Digital's coming in the sense that, of course, it's here for most people, but the magazine part just hasn't caught on with the members yet, because they still like a tangible thing. The neat part about the digital part is that it's expanded. It has the videos. You can play the videos. You can participate. It's more click. And that's coming. They've certainly developed the property really well. I mean, you get it.
Well, it's a lot bigger, too. Yeah. I mean, it's many pages more than the magazine.
Absolutely.
The reason I do it, personally, is when I'm getting ready to go on a trip, like I'm headed to India, so I got 20 hours of flying. I can download a lot of those magazines, and I have something. All I'm carrying is my iPad. I'm not carrying 25 different magazines, which I don't have room for on the trip.
Yeah.
And so it was more out of necessity for me.
Sure.
And I've gotten to the point now, if I'm joining an organization, I get a little frustrated if they don't have digital delivery.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the paper anymore.
Yeah.
And I love it. I mean, one of my favorite magazines, for whatever reason, is Garden and Gun. I love that magazine.
Yeah.
But I don't ever read it. My wife reads it, but I read the digital version.
Sure.
And it's just...
Yeah.
It's a really good magazine.
It is. It's really well done.
So it's just, I think it's part of it.
Yeah.
So the ballots are coming in the February magazine.
Which should start hitting mailboxes today.
Okay.
And if you get a digital subscription, I think we mentioned this before, but if you get a digital subscription, you actually get a paper ballot through the mail.
Okay.
In probably 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. And you have until mid-March to turn them in, but don't put it off.
I mean,
if you get it, look at it. Don't put it in the bathroom and not forget your magazine or whatever. Yeah.
I can vote for how many people?
That's what I was going to ask.
Up to 25. The fewer people you vote for, it helps them. So when you choose, you're able to choose up to 25. If you choose less, then it raises those people's chances.
So can I vote for you 25 times?
You cannot. I wish you could,
okay.
And I would appreciate it. But it's if you vote for me once or choose two or three other people or whatever, then you bring those people up and you bring, in fact, the rest of the pool down.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, we can absolutely talk about it some more. But,
well,
yeah.
And that was one of the comments in the article that you and I have been talking about this week.
Right.
And that was, but I didn't realize it's how it worked.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back. Everybody said what a crying shame, and the DNR predicted deer season was doomed.
Well, me and my buddies, we got to thank. Spring will soon be here, and you know what that means, grilling and barbecue. You can get everything you need at Don's Meat Shop, 648 Dixon Pike. Don has steaks such as T-bone, porterhouse, ribeyes, and many, many more. You can pick up kebabs, chicken, burgers, pork chops, roasts, or fish, and try out their seafood. Be sure to try their summer sausage snack sticks. Don has quality meats and great cooking advice, so give them a call at 423-842-1256. Don's is open 6 days a week, closed Tuesdays. Check them out at donsmeatshop.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Tennessee's Hunters for the Hungry program has provided well over 6 million meals over the past 20 years. High-quality protein in the form of venison is welcomed by local food banks. Thanks to gracious hunters and processors, these nutritious meals were provided to our neighbors who really needed a helping hand. If you hunt, please consider sharing some of your harvest this season. Learn about the new Deer Coin and more at TNWF.org.
Beatty's Fertilizer in Cleveland, Tennessee are the experts when it comes to lush green lawn. If you're a homeowner, Beatty's has everything you'll need for preparing and maintaining your lawn this spring. They can recommend products designed specifically for this area and provide you with the knowledge to have the lawn that will be the envy of all your neighbors. Don't go buy a bag of something that may or may not work from a big box store. Beatty's has years of local knowledge and knows what will work in this area. Trust the local experts in fertilizer to assist you with your lawn. Make your neighbors really jealous. Call Beatty's. If you're a lawn care company owner or are on a landscaping group, Beatty's can formulate special blends for your customers by the pallet. Your customers will be happy with the great results, and so will you. Call Beatty's for more information on bulk fertilizer for your lawn care company. Minimum quantities required. So whether you're a homeowner, lawn care company, or just like digging around in the yard, go with the pros at Beatty's Fertilizer. 472-5491, 472-5491, and check them out at beattysfertilizer.com.
Your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more?
Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors wrapping it up on this first hour. Gino, if you want to get that phone and see if we can get them in this hour, we'll do that. If not, we'll do something else. Also, Sportsman's Warehouse is doing their annual give back to the military and public safety next Saturday, the 27th. 20% off most items and 10% off other items, like generally that's firearms and guns. I'm trying to find. Doesn't say. What did I miss? Anyway. That's next Saturday, so.
That's sweet.
Good deal. 20% or 10% off, depending on what the item is. Let's go to the phone. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing good, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Great. I had a question. I kind of new to the area, and just going to see if I can get some information about Rogers Creek, about what happened out there, how come I didn't pump that place up for duck hunting this year. Does anyone? I've called a couple of places and can't get any answers or can't get any return calls.
Well, I don't know what happened, but I guarantee you I can get a return call or two and find out for you. It may take me a little bit of time, but I can definitely find out for you.
Yes, it was the upper end, I think, where blinds 5, 6, 7, and 8 are at.
Okay.
And I had it the weekend after Christmas and had some kids come up from Louisiana, grandchildren. It just, you know, thought it would be a great place to introduce them to hunting. And I work a lot, so I didn't get a chance to go out there and check it out. And the previous 2 years I've been, it's been fine. But this year it was dry as a bone and didn't quite understand, you know, what in the world happened, you know.
Well, if you will let me put you on hold so we can get your phone number when we get to the break here in about 30 seconds, I will I'll get your number, and then I will find out what happened and give you a call and let you know.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Thank
you. All right. Hold on just a second. All right. We've got just a few seconds. Take a break. Go get a cup of coffee, and we come back. We're going to talk some more NRA gun shooting. I'm gonna put him on the spot and ask him some carry permit stuff.
That sounds great, because I got a lot of those questions.
We'll be right back. Don't stop that podcast now. That's only one half of the show. We'll be right back with the second half of Tony Sanders Outdoors.
Tighten your life vest, wrap into your tree stand, and get ready for the award-winning Tony Sanders Outdoors. your source for outdoor information, education, and entertainment. Now, here are your hosts, Tony Sanders and Rob Pratula.
Here I was, back in the wild again.
Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors. This beautiful January morning. 267-1023, 267-1023 to be part of the show.
It's kind of a heat wave going on outside this morning.
I know, it was... Man,
it was above freezing. I was like, man, it's warm out here.
It was so cold Wednesday night that my windshield washers would not work. And so I'm driving in, you know, snow whatever, and I can't get my windows clean because there's not enough water to clean the windows. And as soon as it hits, it freezes anyway. And I'm like, this is crazy. But how basically glycol freezes, I don't know. It's pretty darn cold.
Yeah, I don't know what the freezing temperature is on that, but it's got to be...
It's somewhere around 8.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Somewhere in that neighborhood.
And it was pretty interesting. Going over Mont Eagle, the temperature dropped from 23 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
Just in that little bitty rise.
Oh, yeah. It's bad on Mount Eagle. I was expecting when I was out fishing on Monday, I will say it wasn't as epic as I made it out to be, but maybe I exaggerated a little bit on the fishing side. But
no, fishermen exaggerating?
Not a bit. It was windy, and I was honestly expecting that we had a little bit of ice in the guides when we started fishing, but just a small amount, but it warmed up above freezing to where we could get some fishing in and some good fishing. And I will say this, I got to do my favorite type of fishing first. Bluegill. Got some nice bluegill, too.
Let's go to... Man, I got to be careful. If I call you my favorite senator, my other favorite senator might get upset. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing well. Yes, he may be listening this morning. but I appreciate it. And he's one of my favorite guys as well. Good friend of mine. In fact, you've got two great senators there in Hamilton County, both Bo Watson and Todd Gardenhire, and enjoy working with both of them. How are you this morning, you and Rob?
We're doing well.
Doing well, Senator.
Doing
Thank
well,
you, sir.
Mike.
Well, good. I'm heading out to go crane hunting for the first time this year and hope to have got my three permits sitting beside me and hope to have them filled before the morning's over and head back home.
Are you doing this all on your own, or are you going to hunt with somebody?
Well, I'm hunting with a couple friends of mine, and one of them does have decoys and calls them, but the first place we're going is a pass shooting place, and if we don't do well there, we're going to another place where we will attempt a decoy. I've never done the decoy. Of course, Tony, you know, I've pass shot with you before, you and Rob, but
right.
Never done the decoying before, so if we don't get them at the first place, we're gonna go to the second place and try decoy.
Well, I did the decoying for the first time this year also, and it is a hoot. Let me tell you, when that 6-foot wingspan cups up and it starts towards your decoys, it is kind of heart pumping, I'm telling you.
Well, and I'm looking forward to it, and I wanted to call in. I don't know if your guest is still there or not, but make a comment about as an elected official, you can't imagine the resource that the NRA is to us, and not just, of course, it's a coveted endorsement when you're running for election, but when you need research, when you need help with a bill that you have in the legislature, there's no better group to work with, and there's no better group that's more knowledgeable about their subject than the NRA. And I can tell you, as one person who gets to work with them quite often, I really appreciate the work they do, not only in Tennessee's capital, not only in D.C., but in the capitals all across the United States.
Yeah, thank you. It is that. We do stay involved. We stay in touch. And that is the resource. We're there to help our members, but we're there to help legislators protect hunting rights, get involved, and stay connected. It's very important to us.
Absolutely. And, Tony, I can tell you, when you have a bill that is supported by the NRA and you go to a committee, you can rest assured that every member on that committee has heard from the NRA members in their district. That's one thing the NRA is very good about is emailing and notifying the constituents, my constituents, and the constituents of all the senators and representatives that this bill is supported by the members of the organization. And so it helps tremendously to go in a committee and have that group backing your idea or opposing a bill as well. And it works both ways.
Oh, absolutely, and And I guess, Mike, you're probably involved in most bills that involve, I know you're involved in all bills that involve the outdoors, but probably most of the bills that involve firearms as well here in Tennessee.
I am, not only just through involvement of either sponsoring or co-sponsoring, but I serve on the Judiciary Committee where all those bills would come through.
Gotcha.
And so it's myself and Senator Gardenhire used to be on the committee. He's now moved on to another committee. But locally, I'm the only senator that serves on that committee and has the first crack at a bill, be it a good Second Amendment bill or a bad Second Amendment bill.
And you're right, the NRA can definitely provide a lot of resources for you there in that case. I was going to say, you guys are back in session. You gaveled in last week.
We are, and bill filing deadline is February 1st. And maybe sometime, maybe the next Saturday, if it works in your schedule, I'd be happy to come on and talk about what bills we will have for this year. I can tell you I've got two bills. They are not gun bills, but they are conservation bills. One of them is working with Tennessee Department of Environment Conservation to make sure that our large animal feeding operations are properly regulated so we don't have spills that pollute our creeks, but make sure they're not overly regulated. In fact, one of the problems, one of the reasons that I brought this bill is because we were over-regulating chicken houses, which is dry litter, which is virtually no chance of a spillage from a chicken litter operation to pollute a creek, but we want to make sure that we properly regulate, not overly regulate, but properly regulate large animal feeding operations such as large dairy farms or hog farms to make sure that we don't have a spillage that would kill fish and wildlife. And then the other bill that I've got is going to be somewhat controversial. Tony, I know you and Rob, being in Chattanooga, you've probably heard from fishermen or seen the social media post about the aquatic herbicide spraying. Well, it's not actually spraying, but it's an applying of an aquatic herbicide to kill aquatic vegetation on Chickamauga and Watsonville Lake. I've been looking at this issue, and Tony, there are virtually no restrictions on where that can be sprayed or applied. And I compare it to this. Let's say you've got a Fall Creek Falls State Park, state land, public land. Well, you can't take a backpack sprayer of Roundup and go up there and kill weeds wherever you want to on that public land. But on our waters, if somebody pays them, the companies that apply this stuff will go anywhere on that lake and kill aquatic vegetation. And so I'm trying to craft a bill that will still help that dock owner and still allow that dock owner to keep the vegetation clean around his dock, but
right,
prevent him from being able to go out beyond a certain distance from the dock, and require some notification. If you look on the container that this stuff comes in, it'll tell you no skin contact, don't let anybody in the water, and I believe it's for 48 hours. But yet, when they come apply this around a dock, they could be gone 15 minutes later, and you could have kids jumping in there and swimming who would have no idea that it was put down, that it was applied. And
right.
So I'm looking at some notification and maybe some restrictions on how far away from a dock it can be applied.
Well, I know you've been looking at this a while, but I was with you in Dayton at my first commission meeting when this really became kind of a big issue, and I knew that when you started looking into it, you would, I think you told me a week or so later that you were just kind of shocked at the lack of regulations that you found, and I felt like this would go somewhere, Mike.
Yeah, and I've been working with the TWRA, with TDEC, Department of Ag. Department of Ag is actually the agency that licensed
right,
the herbicide sprayers, but I've also been working with the Tennessee Wildlife Federation, just to make sure that we get something that's workable and that it will offer a minimum level of protection to our waterways.
Well, that will definitely be an interesting one that will get people lining up on both sides, Mike.
it will. And I'm sure, I know there's already been a couple of gun bills
introduce, and there'll be some other things that we can talk about, and maybe in a couple weeks I can call back in, and we can talk about those.
Oh, absolutely. I will, as you know, as I told you, I will be in India for
the
first three shows of the month of February, but Rob will be here, and would love to have you to call in anytime you feel like you want to.
Most definitely. Love to take your call, Senator.
Well, do it, and I need to take Rob. If he likes catching yellow perch, I've got a place. It's not much of a secret anymore, but I've got a place where we can fill a boat up with yellow perch.
I'm in, Senator. I'm in.
Now, is he safe in a canoe, or is he going to dump me if I put him in a canoe, Tony?
I'd wait till the summertime to go, just in case.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Thanks for letting me call in, and enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, Senator, and good luck on the cranes. Right. I hope you get them past shooting, but I kind of hope you get to go decoy them too.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
See you, Senator Mike Bell. By far the most knowledgeable elected official in the state on outdoor issues because he's an outdoorsman.
Yes.
And I mean, they've told me when, you know, he supported me to the TWRE Commission, and as well as Senator Watson here in Gardner, all the local legislative side supported me, and I appreciate that. But Senator Watson told me, he goes, don't even bring me anything that you haven't run past Mike first, because if he's not for it, he ain't going nowhere. So I've reached out to Mike a few times, say, what do you think of this? And he's, to his credit, he said, I don't like it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And to my credit, I just dropped it.
Yep, there you go.
That's the way it should work.
Good call.
But super. I ask him. He's moved into his new offices. I don't know if you saw the story. They've actually relocated all the offices and meeting space for the Tennessee legislation into a new building out of the Capitol. And so we were texting the other night, and I said, is your gun up yet? Because he was always the only elected official that had I believe it was a Hawken muzzleloader on his wall. So it kind of lets you know where he stood when you walked in.
Pretty much.
So. All right, we'll be right back.
Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what my...
Are you a member of the National Rifle Association? If not, why? No other organization in this country fights for your rights like the NRA. In the current environment, our rights under the Second Amendment are being attacked every day. While we in the South may feel comfortable, that is not the case all across America. The NRA is taking up the fight for you, and you need to be a part. Join the over 5 million men, women, and children who are members of the NRA. Go to TonySandersOutdoors.com and click on the Join NRA link. Don't wait too late.
If you're looking to target your product or service to the outdoor community, Tony Sanders Outdoors can help. Nearly one-third of the radios are tuned to Tony Sanders Outdoors on Saturday mornings from 5 to 7 a.m. Whether it's a recorded commercial, live reads, remote broadcast, or product endorsements, Tony and Rob can help. Give us a call at 423-280-3677 to discuss your advertising needs. Tony Sanders Outdoors, your outdoor advertising solution. 423-280-3677.
Baties Fertilizer in Cleveland, Tennessee are the experts when it comes to lush green lawn. If you're a homeowner, Baties has everything you'll need for preparing and maintaining your lawn this spring. They can recommend products designed specifically for this area and provide you with the knowledge to have the lawn that will be the envy of all your neighbors. Don't go buy a bag of something that may or may not work from a big box store. Baties has years of local knowledge and knows what will work in this area. Trust the local experts in fertilizer to assist you with your lawn. Make your neighbors really jealous. Call Baties. If you're a lawn care company owner or are on a landscaping group, Baties can formulate special blends for your customers by the pallet. Your customers will be happy with the great results, and so will you. Call Baties for more information on bulk fertilizer for your lawn care company. Minimum quantities required. So whether you're a homeowner, lawn care company, or just like digging around in the yard, go with the pros at Baties Fertilizer. 472-5491, 472-5491, and check them out at batesfertilizer.com.
Chronic wasting disease affects white-tailed deer, mule deer, elk, and moose populations in many states. We are CWD-free in Tennessee and are counting on hunters to keep it that way.
Remember, if you hunt out of state for big game animals, it's very important that you learn the proper way to bring those harvested animals home. New restrictions are in place for good reason. Learn more at tnwildlife.org. Please help us keep Tennessee CWD free.
Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors, having a good time talking a little bit of everything. But in the studios, in the house, we have Timothy Knight, who is on the ballot that's coming to your house for the 5,000-plus NRA members in Hamilton County and the surrounding area. You've got the ballots will be coming in the February magazines, and if you're an electronic subscriber like myself, it'll be coming shortly thereafter. Via mail, so be prepared. Vote. It's not Chicago. It's not vote early, vote often. It's just vote.
It's
right?
Just vote. Yeah.
So you were saying as we went to the break at the end of the last hour, the fewer people you vote for actually helps.
Yeah, it's called bullet voting. Strangely enough, okay. And it raises the chances of the people you really want. You bring them up against the pool, as it were. Yeah. So. 5-6 people or fewer helps your chances of the candidates you do choose. Of course, as members, you get to choose what's important to you.
Right.
But it does help the chance. So voting for 25 is your right. Voting for fewer increases those you choose's chances.
Since I'm not on the ballot, I may say some stuff that you may not want to say, but I've really never known you to shy away from anything, so I don't know. There are some celebrity people on the ballots. We know that, and celebrity board members.
Yep.
Tom Selleck, Ted Nugent. These are people that we know of. And I'm sure there's others that I don't know of. Charlton Heston. Mm-hmm. I mean, these were not people that always necessarily show up at the board meetings and get into the nitty gritty. These are people that are on the board.
Yes.
For whatever reason, which Richard Childress, you mentioned him earlier, is on the board, but I also know Richard's a very involved hunter.
Very.
And takes it very seriously. So it's not, you know, just because you want to vote for Tom Selleck because he thinks it's cool, doesn't mean that it's a good vote or a bad vote. It's not necessarily somebody that's going to show up. However, Tom Selleck is actually one of the good guys.
Yeah,
they're all
absolutely.
Good guys. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, they're all good guys. But there's a board, and then there's the people that actually show up. And like you said earlier, you haven't missed a meeting. You actually had a medical thing. You got in your car and drove to the board meeting because you felt like that was what you had to do.
Yeah, yeah. It attendance is a thing to me. Having a very diverse board, you want lots of people that bring lots of skills, lots of talents. Some of that is being famous and what mm-hmm. you can bring to the table. Absolutely. You, again, as the voter, get to decide that what is important to you. You know, my thing tends to be just getting people involved in grassroots politics. And I'm a shooter. I really like guns, so don't tell anybody.
Right.
But
okay.
Getting involved is my thing. But we need lawyers. You know, Ollie North is on the board, and he is a great speaker. He always shows up and participates and gets people involved and very patriotic. And, you know, he's a phenomenal man, personally. I've gotten to know him as many other members. And they all bring something. And that's the really cool part is it's so diverse. So, yeah, choose wisely, but understand that we do need a diverse board. We need people with life experience that can improve the association for the members.
Because you, as any board, you select the executives of the organization that run it.
We do, yeah. We, as a board, choose the what most people get confused is that Wayne LaPierre, the current executive vice president, runs the day-to-day operations, and he chooses his staff. We, as the board, choose him.
Right.
And that's done on a vote. And there's lobbying done, and of course. And that is where your choice as a member matters as to what direction you want the board to go. Because as the board goes, as the NRA goes. So,
is there a succession plan for Wayne? He's been there a long time.
I'm sure there is. That'll be probably a short timeline because, you know, there are several people in the organization now that could step forward when that time does come. The board will choose based on what they believe the strengths and weaknesses of the association are at the time. It's not something discussed, but it's a known thing that eventually that will happen. Wayne is 65 and probably eventually will want to be done. Yeah.
Well, as a businessman, my concern, and I know you've been a businessman as well, my concern is not the planned succession as much as the unplanned succession.
Sure.
I used to call it the little red truck. If I get run over a little red truck, who's going to step up?
Yeah.
And so I tried to keep that always going. And face it, I don't want to back up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've made a lot of progress. We've got ways to go, a long way to go. But I don't want to see it back up either.
Yeah.
And all it's going to take is one slip and the blood's in the water and the sharks are coming.
Indeed. And there could be somebody who chooses to resign from the board if that ends up being the best thing. There are several people that could step up and do that. So we always get to see what our fellow board members are doing, and that would possibly be an opportunity as well. Keeping options open is a thing.
Sure.
Sure, of course.
All right, so what's some of your initiatives? What's some of the things that is Tim Knight's passion?
Tim Knight's passion is getting people involved. As I've traveled the country, what I've found is that people don't know how to engage with their government. Whether it's to go testify and what you have to do, whether we're talking about New Mexico and going up to what they call the Capitol, the Roundhouse, and getting involved. Last year, people kind of had to say, wait, we have to get very involved here to protect our rights. And that was a learning process. You have to sign in, get on a list, make sure that someone doesn't actually erase your name from the list. And how to testify. You know, if you show up and look a certain way, the legislators aren't going to take you seriously, and how to even dress. So people ask me questions like that. And of course, every state's slightly different. Mm-hmm. So I try and get a cheat sheet, talk to some locals before I go. But people who are on the opposite side of some of these issues are paid to be there. And they'll drop them off a block away. They'll give them a lunch, pay them $15 an hour, and they'll all be... What Mr. Bloomberg currently is doing is paying people to have orange shirts on, and they all get there early and sit in the front row. Well, that's what the legislators see, are all these people. Now, we all have jobs. We have stuff we have to do, and taking time off to go testify at the state capitol is an inconvenience. But if we don't do that, our side isn't represented. The professionals may be there. We need the citizens involved. And that's really ultimately what I do, is travel Maine, Nevada, most recently, long-term examples of getting out there and just showing people you have to get involved, because if we don't, these things we value, we treasure, will disappear, whether we're talking about hunting rights, Second Amendment rights, our hunting traditions. If we do not defend those, we do not participate, they will disappear.
Now, you got involved in – you may have been involved a lot longer than going back a few years. But in the whole Colorado recall gun battle debates and all that, that's really where I think my story with you picks up.
Sure.
I'm sure there's a whole lot before that, but...
No, that was kind of my call to, hey, you know what, as a citizen, I need to step forward. So in 2013, after unfortunate national events, state politicians there took call from the White House and the vice president and said, look, you're Colorado, your demographics are changing. We think this is an opportunity to change the gun laws. And politicians took those calls, of course, and then they went on national television and said, specifically, it was the president of the Colorado Senate, John Morris, who said, I don't care what my constituents think, I'm going to do this. Well,
he said that on TV.
On national TV. So what happened was a bunch of guys created a recall movement, and a recall had never been successful in the state of Colorado. And after fighting and being outspent 22-1 and having two billionaires to the Clinton campaign, the Obama ground campaign, we came in and beat them. Actually, we recalled two senators in one day and almost flipped the Senate. To say that was 8 months of my life that was, you know, I met tons of people, got people involved, created a team, did this. And at the time, neither political party particularly wanted the political process messed with. So I had to go out and make friends and earn it. But that's where I got involved. That's where I said, no more, I need to step up.
I'm sure you were real popular in Colorado, weren't you?
I live in Tennessee now. I was not appreciated by anyone in politics in Colorado at the time.
Any other questions, Tony?
Hey, Tennessee's gain. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Now, I did read when you called me kind of out of the clear blue before you moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And you called me from my part as friends of NRA and being an NRA board member. So you called and said, hey, I'm moving here and I want to get involved with your organization and stuff there locally. And so I kind of, you know, you don't get those calls every day. So I kind of went out and did a little bit of research and I'm like, well, this guy's kind of a fighter. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really, because I was paying attention to what was going on in Colorado. I loved the recalls that were going on. I had no idea that the guy I'm talking to on the other end of the phone is one of the guys that was
The chief instigator.
Yeah. The stirrer upper. And
I like that.
And so I'm like, you know, I like this guy.
Well, I just like that, you know, our government wasn't acting in the best interest of the people, and you went about the process in the right way and got a good result. And I think that shows that, like you said, we need to be active. And, I mean, you can't just go, well, I disagree with that, and not do anything about it.
Yeah, stepping up is that's in my comfort zone. That's not, I mean, I was raised to kind of be quiet, do good work in the background. But if something needs to happen, you need to step up and do it. That's not my comfort zone. I'm actually not a public figure, one that I enjoy doing that. But I have to get past that because I can and must make a difference. And that is kind of become my passion, is to show people, okay, we all have things we're not comfortable with, whether it's stepping up to a microphone or learning some talking points or whatever. But if we don't participate with our government's still going to do what it does. I mean, the senator, when he called in, said, look, I appreciate all this feedback. I appreciate learning from people. That's what we need to be hearing. But if we, the citizens, aren't engaging and they're not hearing it, I guarantee you somebody else is going to be talking.
Well, and I think the other side of that is, unlike Senator Bell that called in, there's a lot of people that don't listen, and those need to be dealt with.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the greatest power we have now is participation.
Right.
We saw that in 2016, whether you like the result or not, of people saying, you know what, I've had enough. I don't like my choice here, so I'm going to go in a different direction. That the hard part about keeping this liberty is that we need to constantly be vigilant. And if the people say, well, I'm tired, or we won and we can walk away. We cannot walk away. That's the hard part about this. To keep it, we have to continue to do it. So by keeping it, we have to do it, but we also have to educate our children, our friends, our nieces, our nephews. We have to be that example to them that they need to do this. It's that I'm going to do it and show other people that I'm doing it. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Absolutely. All right. Gino, let's go pay a bill. Give you a heads up. I want to talk about national reciprocity.
Okay.
Which, in my mind, in I'm just in my way of thinking, is a whole interesting diametrically opposed positions, which is just.
You're saying it's complicated.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I also want to talk about. Assuming we send you back for 3 more years, what do you hope to accomplish?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Tim Nye. 12 gauge out in the mud down in Mississippi. Like a Good Neighbor is not just a saying, it exactly describes my friend Rodney Allen. For nearly 20 years, my family has relied on Rodney for all of our insurance needs. He's been there when my kids were learning to drive, when my wife had been hit by a few deer, and when I needed life insurance to protect my family, as well as when my grandson was born. As you can see, he's not just our agent, he's part of our life. Rodney Allen, 423-847-3881. Like a good friend, Rodney will be there for your family too. 423-847-3881.
If you need any outdoor supplies, there's only one place to go, Sportsman's Warehouse. They have all the equipment you need, as well as a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. If you want a firearm, then check out the thousands of guns they have on the shelf. If you don't see one you want, go to sportsmanswarehouse.com. Choose from over 6,700 models they have, and they will ship it directly to the store. Everyday low prices, no shipping charges, and no processing fees. Sportsman's Warehouse, the great indoors for those who love the great outdoors, Highway 153 and Lee Highway.
If you're looking to target your product or service to the outdoor community, Tony Sanders Outdoors can help. Nearly one-third of the radios are tuned to Tony Sanders Outdoors on Saturday mornings from 5 to 7 a.m. Whether it's a recorded commercial, live reads, remote broadcast, or product endorsements, Tony and Rob can help. Give us a call at 423-280-3677 to discuss your advertising needs. Tony Sanders Outdoors, your outdoor advertising solution. 423-280-3677.
The old man ran the bait shop in Eudora, Mississippi. He had his whole life story mounted right there on the wall.
Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors, having some great discussions. Tim Knight, who is currently on the NRA board and running towards another term in 2018, needs your vote. I always tell political people, you got to ask for the vote, and we haven't done that yet, so I'm assuming you want people's vote.
I do.
Okay.
I would appreciate it. I don't mind earning it, as I always say, by putting in the time, putting in the handshakes, listening, and actually participating in some of the things I advocate for. I'm a shooter. I get out hunting when I can, and fishing a lot if I can. And tend to do more of that locally with you guys. I get invited on lots of great stuff, but I can sleep in my own bed at night sometimes and go do stuff. Well, why wouldn't I want to do that? So I don't mind earning it. That's something people can see the results. I mean, I'm out there. I'm on Facebook. At Night for NRA, if you type that in your Facebook, you're going to find me. And I'm a visible person because people say, well, you know, you're running for the board, but I don't know anything about you. In my case, I'm a visible person, very visible.
Just a couple of, I don't know who all has endorsed you besides Tony Sanders Outdoors, and that doesn't matter after that. But Emma Land,
yes,
endorsed you.
Yes.
I don't think you win that endorsement easily.
No.
Because they're pretty serious about their Second Amendments.
Yes.
So, I never do this, so I'm actually going to do it.
Okay.
In the next few minutes, what's Tim Knight's goal for the next 3 years?
I'm really looking to get people involved in Montana and Wisconsin and states like that, because we've got some very key Senate races coming up. Which is going to determine the long-term outlook for probably the Supreme Court. And I'm really looking for a constitutionally centered Supreme Court. And that's going to matter for generations.
Were you happy with Gorsuch?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I knew of him from Colorado. He's very well thought of. And I don't think anyone wants more than a centered constitutional court. I don't think we want it to be a court of public opinion. We want it to be a constitutional court. And that is what's going to probably matter beyond a first or second Trump term, is a founding in the Constitution.
I know during the election, I was head of the Republican Party here, and my thing was, you know, it's about the Supreme Court. This election was about the Supreme Court.
It was,
and the next one, because there's going to be at least three openings in the next 7 years.
Correct.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it was Gorsuch. What a selection. What, if you read anything on him, and that's one of the things that kind of bothers me, is don't listen to just the media. Go out there and do some investigating. It's not hard.
No.
And you got to look at both sides.
You
see
absolutely
what both
do.
Sides are saying. And, but what an outstanding.
Yeah. He was, he's so grounded in the Constitution and the understanding of the Republic.
Yeah, absolutely. You've had battleground states of
I spent a lot of time in Maine, surprisingly, this last time, because they had a universal background check, which if we ever want to talk about why Tennessee doesn't want that another time, I'm glad to do it, and Nevada. I also spent a lot of time in the South, driving around gun stores, visiting people, because people say, well, it's safe here. We're safe. No, ladies and gentlemen, we must participate in our legislature. We're watching what's happening in North Carolina and the slow move away from what we might here in Tennessee see as an encroachment on our rights.
And I think right now, I think most all of us would agree that we feel very comfortable in our gun rights in Tennessee.
Correct.
Senator Bell that called in earlier is leads that charge. Mm-hmm. He just does. He's one of those, and not just him. I mean, we've got a super majority. We've got a lot of great elected officials, and Mike is just someone I know very well, and as well as the local delegation, Senator Watson, Senator Garheyer, Representatives McCormick and Carter, and these people that do such a good job. Patsy Hazelwood, who's been a big supporter of Friends of NRA. You know, all these people do a great job. Mark Gravitt, another one. You know, these people that really make a difference.
Yeah.
But that can change, too. Just like we have such a solid support now, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we may not have had that, and it's changed, and we got to make sure and work towards keeping it from changing again.
Yeah, that's that continuing culture thing, and you know, we have the strength in the South of people participating and saying what's on their mind, and in other places they don't, or they feel like they can't, or their life's too busy and they're not going to. So what I will be doing to answer your question was traveling and showing people they can make a difference in states where they haven't heard that message or reminded them that it's important. And they say, well, why are you here? Well, I flew from Tennessee because it's that important. And people say, oh, well, you got paid to be here. Ah, contraire. No. Tim uses his own money, not the NRA's money, to travel and let them know. And then I'm going to be here, by the way, for 10 days. And if you got a meeting you want me to go to or someone you want me to talk to or you want me to come over to your uncle's house and sit down with him, I do it. Blows their mind, and I'm going to take the time, but that's my job.
But you're also paying your way.
Yeah,
you're not asking anybody else to pay you.
Never. Nope, it's always on Tim. It's the least I can do for all the people who've given to our republic, their lives. A lot of people have paid a lot higher price. This is the least I can do, and I'm glad to do it.
The national reciprocity.
Yes.
To me, it's a. States' rights versus federal rights, and it seems like people that want the federal government to stay out of my business now suddenly want them to get into my business. Seems like just a kind of a conflict to me.
It's a tough one because if you look at how the Constitution is written, it's not an optional document. It's not, you know, although it seems like in some places states say, you know, we're just going to ignore this part of the Constitution or that.
So you're saying it's not, I can pick a 1 and a 3, but I don't want the 2 and the 6.
Right. It's not a game of bingo.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's the whole document. And we're going to have a conflict. For instance, if you're a Pennsylvania gun owner and you drive across the New Jersey line, probably even after national reciprocity passes. I don't wish this on anyone, by the way, whoever's listening to think, trying to trip Tim up or whatnot. I don't want anyone to get arrested for that. But what I'm saying is there will be a New Jersey state trooper or somebody's going to pull you over because you have out of town state and you've done something wrong and they find a gun in your car. It may be that the national reciprocity is passed, but you're going to still be tested in the legal system in New Jersey. What? And that will end up going to federal court. And then the question of states' rights and where that line is, what parts of the Constitution do cross into where the state can and can't say, some of that's going to happen out of national reciprocity.
And correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you're not a lawyer, I get that.
I am not.
But you are very up on this. So when I have a state like Montana that the state legislature passes a rule that says, I don't care what the federal government says, you can't do this in my state. All right. That's states' rights. That's the same people that are applauding that are the same ones that are saying, we want the federal government to come in and make national reciprocity. It's the same people. And it's like they're missing that point. You can't have it both ways.
No.
The whole cake and eat it too. You just can't have it. And that's what I've always found interesting about national reciprocity. And I've, you know, I mentioned state legislators Congressman Flashman is a big listener of the show and supporter of gun rights, and we've had that discussion as well. It's just it's one of those really kind of unusual internal battles we're having.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's very complicated.
It's very complicated, and it's going to be a road that's going to be the start of it.
Right.
You know, it's the other one that we can talk about this time or another time is the Hearing Protection Act, which is a big thing. And will it pass? Well, I think that perhaps we have more groundwork to do in educating hunters and gun owners as to what that is and why it's important. And that's part of it, too, is getting out and educating people. Yeah, a suppressor these things tend to be scarier, unknown things. But we were at the dead zero range opening.
Right.
That was the busiest thing, was learning about suppressors.
Oh, yeah.
With hunters.
I had never shot a firearm with a suppressor until that day.
Right.
And we walked down there and I was like, that's way cool.
Yeah, it's way cool and it's way safe and it takes away flinching and other problems and issues with hunting.
And it takes away the hearing damage that it's not quiet.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm somebody that has gun impacted hearing problem loss.
Sure, and it's an education thing, and that's what we need to do as gun owners and outdoorsmen.
We'll be right back.
On the stand with Paw from the time I was 3 years old. When I was 8, I used a muzzle loader.
Bates Fertilizer in Cleveland, Tennessee are the experts when it comes to lush green lawns. If you're a homeowner, Bates has everything you'll need for preparing and maintaining your lawn this spring. They can recommend products designed for this area and provide you with knowledge to have a lawn that is the envy of all your neighbors. If you're a lawn care company owner, Bates can formulate special blends for your customers by the pallet. Go to the pros at Bates Fertilizer, 472-5491, 472-5491, and check them out at batesfertilizer.com.
If you're looking to target your product or service to the outdoor community, Tony Sanders Outdoors can help. Nearly one-third of the radios are tuned to Tony Sanders Outdoors on Saturday mornings from 5 to 7 a.m. Whether it's a recorded commercial, live reads, remote broadcast, or product endorsements, Tony and Rob can help. Give us a call at 423-280-3677 to discuss your advertising needs. Tony Sanders Outdoors, your outdoor advertising solution. 423-280-3677.
Sportsman's Warehouse is the perfect place to shop for all your outdoor equipment. No matter the season, Sportsman's Warehouse friendly staff and knowledgeable experts can assist you in finding what you need for your adventure. If you're a hunter, angler, boater, hiker, camper, or need clothing or shoes, Sportsman's Warehouse has just what you need. If you're looking for a firearm, Sportsman's Warehouse has over 1,000 guns in the store. Now, if you don't see one you want, you can go to sportsmanswarehouse.com and select from over 6,700 guns offered online. Then you can have it shipped directly to the store, everyday low prices, no shipping charges, and no processing fees.
Don't forget to sign up and register for the Sportsman's Warehouse loyalty card. This will give you points towards gift cards and special promotions, as well as keeping you informed of upcoming events. Be sure to like them on Facebook for prizes, promotions, as well as things happening at the store.
The place to shop for all your outdoor needs. Sportsman's Warehouse. The great indoors for those who love the great outdoors. Highway 153 and Lee Highway.
And don't forget, military and law enforcement appreciation, and first responders, really, not just law enforcement. Next weekend, next Saturday, the 27th, is going to be happening at Sportsman's Warehouse. Discounts on everything, period, if you're first responders or military.
That's a great deal.
Absolutely. Also, next Saturday is the Hickson First Baptist Wild Game Dinner. Get tickets at 463-2399, 463-2399, or 877-2397. I believe they're up to $12.50 now and be 15 day of the show. And then, of course, Bayside's coming up and Silverdale's coming up on February 3rd. And then the NWTF banquet's coming up on March 3rd. And then on March 17th, this is a great event for kids. We've got to get the kids involved, guys. Chattanooga Area Ducks Unlimited is doing the Chattanooga Area Green Wings Great Outdoors Day. Sportsman's Warehouse, huge sponsor there. Covey Creek Farms in Rossville, Georgia, from 11 to 3. It's a great deal. Get out there. All that's happening. Coming up, it's that busy time of the year.
It is.
Tim, thanks so much for coming in, man.
Gentlemen, it was a pleasure. And let's do it more often, maybe a couple times a year.
I'd love to. There's so much going on, and we do concentrate here on the Tennessee in the South, but there's a lot going on. And unfortunately, some of those things affect us. All my life I've heard what starts in California ends up over here, which is scary in itself.
Got to watch out for Californians, being one myself.
Yeah, man, it's a, you got smart though, you left.
I did. When I was 18, I was out.
And you give me grief for being from Massachusetts.
Well, that's just as bad.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Different latitude.
Yeah.
But just as bad.
Mm, pretty much.
I'm a homer, man. I'm a Tennessee boy. I'm not leaving. I'm staying.
I'm staying.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. We'll accept you.
I'm here for the moment.
You've been here how long?
What is this? I've been here since 05.
No, you've been in Chattanooga since 05.
Right.
You've been everywhere else. Anyway, Tony Sanders Outdoors, we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to a podcast of the award-winning Tony Sanders Outdoor Show. Please subscribe to our service to get updated shows weekly throughout the year. Like us on all the social medias to keep up with what's going on Tony Sanders Outdoors.